This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. In Nostra Aetate No. 4, Vatican II discusses Jews. Keep in mind that in this passage, Vatican II refers specifically to Jews who aren't part of the Church and don't accept the Gospel. Concerning them, Vatican II declares, quote, "Although the Church is the new people of God, the Jews should not be presented as rejected or cursed by God, as if this follows from the sacred scriptures," end quote. Vatican II declares that Jews who don't accept Jesus Christ and don't belong to the Church are not to be considered as rejected by God, as if this follows from the Scriptures. That is totally heretical. The teaching of sacred Scripture, Catholic tradition, and Catholic dogma is exactly the opposite. Throughout the Gospel, Jesus declares that those who don't accept Him are in fact rejected by God and will not be saved. Matthew 10:33, quote, "But he that shall deny me before men, I will also deny or reject before my Father who is in heaven," end quote. John 3:18, quote, "He that does not believe is already condemned, because he believes not in the name of the only begotten Son of God," end quote. Also see John 3:36, John 8:24, John 14:6, Mark 16:16, 1 John 5:12, and many other passages. It's a Catholic dogma that one must believe in Jesus Christ and have the Catholic faith to be saved or accepted by God. Vatican II's declaration constitutes a new false gospel. In fact, when Vatican II declares that Jews are not to be considered as rejected by God, in the original Latin it uses the word reprobati, which means having been rejected for proving unworthy, is a perfect passive participle of the verb reprobo, I reject. The Dogmatic Council of Florence in the Solemn Bull Cantate Domino in 1441 used a form of the very same Latin verb, reprobo, to teach exactly the opposite of what Vatican II teaches. Florence used reprobat, which means rejects, to solemnly declare that the Catholic Church indeed rejects all people, including the Jews, who think contrary to her teaching. The Council of Florence's declaration that the Church rejects all who think contrary to her teaching came immediately after numerous dogmatic statements about Jesus Christ and the Holy Trinity. Therefore, in context, Florence was referring to people who deny Catholic truth about Jesus Christ and the Holy Trinity. Florence dogmatically declared that the Church rejects them. It is thus a dogma that Jews who don't accept Christ are rejected by God and the Church. Jews need to be converted in order to be accepted by God and saved. In the same solemn bull, Cantate Domino, the Council of Florence declared that all who die as Jews go to hell, and that it's a mortal sin for anyone to practice Judaism or observe the Mosaic Law after the promulgation of the Gospel. There is no doubt that according to Catholic teaching, as long as the Jews remain unconverted to Christ and His Church, they are rejected by God. Yet Vatican II teaches exactly the opposite, and it uses the very same Latin verb the Council of Florence used to do so. The stark contrast between Catholic teaching and Vatican II's teaching is strikingly captured in the following statement from St. Ambrose. Notice his use of the word rejected. Quote, "The faithlessness of the synagogue is an insult to the Savior. Therefore he, Christ, chose the bark of Peter and deserted that of Moses. That is, he rejected the faithless synagogue and adopts the believing Church," end quote. The fact that Vatican II's teaching on the Jews is new and revolutionary is not a secret. Nostra Aetate No. 4 has been cited countless times by Jewish leaders and by the highest authorities in the Vatican II sect as a historic document that supposedly changed, quote, the Catholic Church's relationship to the Jews. Following Nostra Aetate's promulgation, the Vatican II antipopes endorsed the false religion of Judaism in many statements and actions. The statements and actions in which the Vatican II antipopes endorsed Judaism are truly so numerous, there are literally hundreds of them, that we can only summarize them. Our book and website contain abundant documentation on this issue with full quotes and specific references. Based on Vatican II's new teaching on the Jews, the Vatican II antipopes have repeatedly taught the heresy that the Old Covenant was not revoked by God, and that Jews, despite rejecting Christ, have an irrevocable covenant with God. See, for example, John Paul II's address to Jews in Mainz, West Germany, November 17, 1980, his message to the Chief Rabbi of Rome, May 23, 2004, and his 1997 meeting on the roots of anti-Semitism, in which he stated, quote, "This people continues in spite of everything to be the people of the covenant," end quote. That is complete heresy. As Pope Pius XII taught in Mystici Corporis, June 29, 1943, quote, "The New Testament took the place of the old law which had been abolished. Jesus made void the law with its decrees. To such an extent, then, says St. Leo the Great, speaking of the cross of our Lord, was there effected a transfer from the law to the gospel, from the synagogue to the church, from many sacrifices to one victim, that as our Lord expired, that mystical veil which shut off the innermost part of the temple and its sacred secret was rent violently from top to bottom. On the cross, then, the old law died, soon to be buried, and to be a bearer of death, end quote. To further indicate, as Vatican II teaches, that the Jews are not to be considered rejected, the Vatican II antipopes have expressed esteem for the Jewish religion itself, even though it denies Christ and the Trinity. That is apostasy. They have encouraged rabbis in their, quote, mission. They have dedicated a Judaism day in order to esteem Judaism. They have repeatedly taught that Jews can be saved without believing in Christ. John Paul II even commemorated the 100th anniversary of the Jewish synagogue in Rome. The Vatican II antipopes have also appointed bishops who openly teach that the Catholic Church does not seek to convert Jews, and that the Catholic Church revised its teaching on Jews at Vatican II. The Vatican II antipopes have repeatedly cited Nostra Aetate as the basis for this new attitude toward Judaism after Vatican II. They have allowed Jewish worship, which Catholic teaching prohibits under pain of grave sin, in the Vatican and in other so-called Catholic churches. They have repeatedly gone to synagogues and taken active part in Jewish worship. That is apostasy. In fact, in 2005, when Benedict XVI took part in a Jewish service in a synagogue in Cologne, Germany, he spoke about Nostra Aetate and its teaching on the Jews. When John Paul II went to a synagogue in 1986, he bowed his head with the Jews as they prayed for the coming of the, quote, Messiah. In the years after Vatican II, the antipopes have also endorsed and even published books which actually teach that Jews do not have to regard Jesus as the prophesied Messiah, and that a reading of the scriptures which rejects that Jesus is the Messiah and Son of God is valid. The U.S. bishops, following the lead of the antipopes, issued a statement repudiating the necessity for Jews to convert. The Vatican II antipopes have also endorsed the statements of Jewish leaders such as Rabbi David Rosen and Alan Solo, who both addressed Benedict XVI. Those men declared, on the basis of Nostra Aetate, that the Catholic Church no longer seeks to convert Jews and that the Jewish covenant with God is eternal. On October 30, 2008, Rabbi David Rosen of the International Jewish Committee addressed Benedict XVI. He cited Nostra Aetate and he thanked Benedict XVI for assurances via Cardinal Casper that the Catholic Church no longer tries to convert Jews. Rosen's statement to Benedict XVI was then published in the Vatican's newspaper. On February 12, 2009, Alan Solo, president of the Conference of Major American Jewish Organizations, stated directly to Benedict XVI, quote, as confirmed in Nostra Aetate, the covenant between God and the Jewish people is eternal, end quote. Benedict XVI thanked him for his comments, and those comments were published in the Vatican's newspaper. In implementation of Vatican II's new teaching, John Paul II and Benedict XVI also appointed Cardinal Walter Casper as head of the Commission for Religious Relations with Jews. Casper openly taught that Jews are saved without faith in Christ, and that Vatican II's declaration Nostra Aetate abandoned traditional Catholic teaching that the New Covenant took the place of the Old Covenant. Antipope Francis has committed a myriad of acts of apostasy with Jews. He has participated in Jewish worship many times and even helped to organize it. He has taught that Jews have a valid covenant with God and that they have been delivered from all evil. Francis has openly and repeatedly rejected converting Jews and other non-Catholics. He specifically assured his good friend, Rabbi Abraham Skorka, that the Catholic Church cannot engage in proselytism of Jews. For this reason, he appointed Cardinal Kurt Koch as president of the Council for Religious Relations with Jews. In 2013, Koch openly repudiated the idea that the Catholic Church has a mission to convert Jews. There is no doubt about it. The teaching of the Vatican II sect on the Jews, which comes directly from and is contained in Nostra Aetate No. 4, is Antichrist. It is without question heretical. It is a denial of the teaching of Jesus Christ himself and Catholic dogma. In fact, it's interesting to consider that the Latin verb reprobo, which was used by both the Council of Florence and Vatican II for two entirely different teachings on Jews, is the source for our English word reprobate. In strict dogmatic teaching, a reprobate is someone alien to the state of grace. A reprobate is someone God casts out. A reprobate is not entitled to God's presence, favor, or salvation as a result of evil beliefs or actions. God reprobat, rejects that person. People who die in a state of reprobation go to hell, of course, while reprobates who are still living can cease to be reprobates by true conversion, but they are currently in a state of damnation. Thus, when Vatican II declares that Jews, despite not accepting Christ and his church, are not to be considered reprobati, that means they are not reprobates. It's a formal declaration that they can be saved, that they are not to be considered as in a state of damnation or reprobation, even though they reject the gospel. And that is blatant heresy. All these facts demonstrate that Vatican II's teaching on the Jews in Nostra Aetate No. 4 is contrary to the teaching of Jesus Christ, Catholic tradition, Catholic dogma, and all the true popes.